Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are you a vaccine bully or a germ theory wussy? Or do I repeat myself? Welcome, my friends, to the place where health freedom reigns and lives. And, of course, we are not afraid to ask the questions that the mainstream media will not, because they're reading their note cards or cue cards or the thing. What's that thing that scrolls down in front of their eyeballs that they just read? Teleprompters?
That would be a teleprompter, yeah.
I am not impressed. I am not impressed by the teleprompter readers, although they get paid well, probably much better than we get paid. But, of course, they're paid to hypnotize you. They're paid to convince you that which is false is true. They're paid to frighten you and pit parent against parent on the playground. Did you hear this? New moves for moms and dads on the playground with their kids to start asking other parents about the vaccination status of their children. Wonderful. Great news, right? We want love and happiness and peace and kindness, and now suddenly your little kid is not vaccinated, not up to date on his vaccines? Come on, little Susie. We're taking our ball and we're going home. We're not playing with them.
No play date for you.
Right? How long will it be before they want to put, I don't know, what would be the equivalent of the Yellow Star of David during Nazi Germany concentration camp years?
Maybe a big black V, maybe?
Yeah, something that indicates that your child has not been vaccinated, so we won't play with little Johnny because he might be contagious, right? We have become a nation of wimps and wussies. The germ theory has done it. The vaccine promoters have shouted you down, coerced you through fear to subject your children to medical experimentation, all because of a measles outbreak at Disneyland, right? What is it, 109 people or something like that in a nation of 320-plus million? And if you are to believe what's going on in the mainstream media, the whole planet is freaking out. We're trying to find rocket ships to take us up to the planet Zubla Dubla so we don't get measles. I mean, I don't know. If you are a watcher of... here's where the left and the right align in a dangerous way. And this is what the vaccine makers are hoping for. Can we pit everybody against the numbers that we perceive to be very small of parents who question the vaccine paradigm, the sanctity of vaccines in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism? And how are we going to do that? Well, let's mock up an outbreak. We don't even know who started it. Nobody does. Was it a foreigner coming in that was carrying it? Was it a kid who wasn't vaccinated? Was it a kid who was just vaccinated and was shedding the virus? Do we have any definitive results? Some are claiming as such, but do we have any definitive results? We don't know yet. That's why I said, for them to say what the cause is, they're just jumping on an automatic pilot now. It's because more and more of you are not allowing your kids to be medically experimented upon by the needles of Big Pharma or the doctors wielding them. Yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you heard me say with Dr. Bitar that vaccines are not dangerous. They don't cause disease. They don't kill you. They don't harm you. It's the doctors that do it. Doctors are more harmful than germs. Remember we had Dr. Biggleson on, I don't know, some years ago. He wrote a book called Doctors Are More Harmful Than Germs. And they don't read the inserts. And the people in the media, the pundits, even the Megyn Kelly, who is on Fox News, who some would like to claim, oh, they're fair and balanced because why? They give a conservative slant to the news. Which, you know, we like a lot. Especially, we like a lot of what Carol Alt does because she questions the status quo. She knows this garbage and she actually does her level best to talk about this on her show. Yet the top echelons of the talking heads are reading teleprompters and just getting all uppity-snuppity. You know, and I wanted to reach through the television camera, or whatever it was, the TV, I think it's called a TV. Super Don, am I with you? Am I with me?
I think I've got one of those too. Yeah.
All right, because I know a lot of people watch through their computer now, and so it could have been reaching through your monitor, right? And just do a little shake and go, Megan, you haven't done your homework. You're all so bright and smart and bubbly and intense, right? Of course, that's why she got up to climb that ladder. And she's being snarky and elitist and sneering down at us as if she's an angry mother talking to her children who have disobeyed a direct order. This is not going to win you any fans or friends or vaccine converts. And there's a lot in the news going on about this. That how do you win this back? You don't win this back. Once your children have been harmed by these needles with the toxic poisons injected in, you cannot win those parents back. Stop trying. The point is what you're doing is backfiring on you. The more you ratchet up the fear of measles, irrational fear of measles, the more people are going to discover how ludicrous this whole thing is, and the more people are going to discover that there's legitimacy to the questioning of the vaccines. And guess who came out and acknowledged that, even though he's, quote-unquote, pro-vaccine? Senator and Dr. Rand Paul. And I've interviewed him before. Of course, I've interviewed his father a number of times. And they've always aligned themselves with liberty, the principles of liberty first. And as a doctor, Rand Paul believes in vaccination. How do I know? He's vaccinated his own children. You don't believe me? Well, let's see. As CNBC, the reporter, you know, and everybody after this interview is going apoplectic, and we'll see if we can figure out why. Because Rand Paul dared to recognize that there are people who claim to have been harmed by vaccines and there may be legitimacy in those claims. So let's hear what the reporter's asking and what Rand Paul does in response. Kind of surprising if you don't know Rand Paul.
Just have to begin by asking, did you really just say to Laura Ingraham that you think most vaccines in this country should be, quote, voluntary?
Well, I guess being for freedom would be really unusual. I guess I don't understand the point why that would be controversial.
Senator, maybe you're not aware, but there's a huge problem right now with Disney theme parks having to close down because of mumps.
Whoa.
This is breaking news.
The Disney theme parks broke down. They closed because of mumps. No, of course they didn't. They didn't close down, and it had nothing to do with mumps. But there's this dunderhead. She can't even read the teleprompter. She's just jumping out. What is she going to say next?
Not enough children being vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella because their parents, for whatever reason, have decided that it is voluntary. And I can tell you plenty of the people who I work with are really concerned about their kids getting sick at school.
Oh, my gosh. They're concerned about their kids getting sick at school. Oh, cry me a frickin' river. Kids get sick all the time, and they'll get stronger if they get measles. Who has died in the last 10 years in America after having measles? Zero. We've already done the goose egg stat. Zero. So what's the complaint here? Well, Rand is going to be a little bit surprised by the questioning. Give a listen.
Here's the thing is that I think vaccines are one of the greatest medical breakthroughs that we had. I'm a big fan and a great fan of the history of the development of the smallpox vaccine, for example. But, you know, for most of our history, they have been voluntary. So I don't think I'm arguing for anything out of the ordinary. We're arguing for what most of our history has had.
Exactly. Why are we arguing about this issue at all unless you're for medical fascism in a fascist state? Now, I would disagree with Rand on the whole history of vaccines being so great and the whole smallpox thing, but I don't fault him for that because he's not willing to use the power of government to force me and my children or you and your children to be experimented upon by these things. We can respect that. It isn't the so-called, and by the way, we're not anti-vaccine, we're pro-choice, right? And it's interesting, the left, they love that word pro-choice when it comes to abortion, but pro-choice when it comes to vaccine, no sirree. You don't know. And then Megyn Kelly even takes the side. She says, well, there's a place for Big Brother on Fox News. And nobody blinks. Right here we blinked. We called them out. But again, Rand Paul says, what are we arguing for? It's voluntary. It's always been voluntary. What's the big deal?
I understand that you're all for the choice, but again, if we're left in a situation where, you know, diseases that were once almost wiped out are now coming back because people are deciding not to vaccinate their kids, isn't that a problem?
I think public awareness of how good vaccines are for kids and how they are good for public health is a great idea. You know, we just appointed a surgeon general. These are some of the things that we should promote as good for our health. But I don't think there's anything extraordinary about resorting to freedom.
Right. That's the clincher. Like I said, we can disagree about vaccines, but as long as you're not willing to use the force, the police state mentality force of fascist government to medically experiment on my children, we're cool. We can coexist, but this is not the meme coming out. As they're just shocked that Rand Paul, who happens to be a physician, is saying, I don't think it's a big deal to resort to freedom, do you? Huh? But even the freedom-loving people at Fox News, like Megyn Kelly, are saying, man, Big Brother has a place here, right? Well, in this case, we should be forcing parents. Come on. How about the Hep B vaccine? Listen to what Rand Paul has to say about that.
I'll give you a good example. You know, the hepatitis B vaccine is now given to newborns. We sometimes give 5 and 6 vaccines all at one time. I chose to have mine delayed. I don't want the government telling me that I have to give my newborn hepatitis B vaccine, which is transmitted by sexually transmitted disease and or blood transfusions. So I had mine staggered over several months. I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines.
Oh, now he's stepped in it. Rand Paul, my friend, you have stepped in it now. You have actually acknowledged the truth. You're reporting facts. You're telling people that have acknowledging that people have acknowledged that there's injury after vaccination. You've also said something interesting now, too. You have delayed. Even if you're for, you've delayed. You've decided with your intelligence as a doctor, you've studied, and you said, well, I'm going to delay the schedule. Oh, man, he's in big trouble now. What's the clincher?
I'm not arguing vaccines are a bad idea. I think they're a good thing. But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children. And it is an issue of freedom.
Thank you, Senator. I did want you to clarify that. And it is an issue even for shareholders at some of these theme parks and airlines and so forth.
Oh, man, she's just reaching for it, isn't she? It's an issue of freedom, my friend. There should be no debate. You want to argue about the merits of vaccine or not, fine. But if you're arguing about whether the state should force you and your children to get them, now you're arguing for fascism, which I've argued we may already be living under. All right, stick around. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Questions of the day coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Seriously, dude, how you expect, you think that you can win the argument by shouting louder than somebody else? You know, it's like, when does that ever work? Unless you're in the loud shouting contest, you're not going to win. It's just going to make you look absurd. And all of these people in the media that are screaming at the, you know, basically making stuff up about so-called anti-vaxxers, which is a name that they came up with. It was a focus group name to kind of have a negative connotation, anti-vaxxers. And it's like, who really of those injured children, those families were not anti-vaccination? Maybe some of them are now. Maybe some of them aren't. We're certainly not against the concept of antibodies. We would certainly argue that there are safer ways to do it than injecting toxic poisons. And even Rand Paul, again, as a physician who believes in these vaccines, slowed it down, and he's being pilloried by the left and the right. You can see where they join in. They hold hands when it comes to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and the profit center for the future is vaccines. Why? Because there is no liability should they kill, injure, maim, destroy anyone. That is a winning combination in terms of economics. When you can put out a crap product that doesn't even work and it can kill you, and there's no liability for doing so. It's evil. It's evil! So, with that, let's go to a happy talk, shall we? Go to the listeners. That's you. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible right here on GCN, or syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com. Into our fifth year since we've gone 6 days a week. Very, very exciting.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the daytime, shifting gears to you, the listener. I hope it's all about you. It is, actually. This is coming from Anna B. Anna B. My son was diagnosed with pervasive developmental disorder, PDD, a few years ago. Since that time, we have made considerable changes to our diet and have seen quite an improvement in his symptoms. After listening to information about the link between PDD and mercury toxicity, my question is it possible that he's improving because he is able to excrete some of the mercury on his own? Does he still need to go through the chelation process, or is this something we can resolve with the diet changes? Anna B. Anna, that's a great question, great observation, and I'm so glad that you're seeing some benefit to the changes in diet, because it reduces the inflow or the burden, not only of heavy metals, but pesticides and other things. And at that point, if the body is capable of binding and excreting, it's going to have a better opportunity to do so. Partly because you're probably bringing in mineral-rich superfoods, and you've also simultaneously reduced the inflow of these toxins that have overwhelmed this child, particularly if he's been vaccinated or exposed. And if you mentioned mercury, likely there was some sort of connection between vaccines and the PDD, which is very commonly correlated, because my scientific worshipping buddies out there will say, it's not proof, it's not causation. All right, well, I'll leave it there. But yeah, indeed, it is possible that your son could be excreting. I don't know for sure. I'm not testing him. It's not like Dr. Batar has tested him. But the reality is you can do other things like the homeopathic liver, lymph, kidney detoxes, right? Along with mercury-specific detoxes, including increasing selenium. The homeopathic form, of course, there is such a thing, but in this case we're talking about a whole food form of selenium. You know, they come in 50 microgram tablets. If your child's too young to take a tablet, you can mush it up into their food, because it is food. It is not pretend synthetic. And by the way, I think I saw a big attack the New York Times is doing, or New York State is doing, on dietary supplements, because they happened to go to a Squall Mart, you know, major mass market retailer, to test what was in the dietary supplements. And big surprise, they found that nothing was in there that was supposed to be in there. Yeah, what do you expect when you have, you're buying supplements made in China for pennies and selling them for 50 cents to $1.50? Do you think that you're actually going to get something of value that way? If you do, you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you are, just take a step back, take a deep breath, and then go to a natural products independent retailer that actually is bringing in products that they have really done their homework on. Or listen to some of the things we talk about here, our sponsors, supporters that we allow on, that are truly whole food nutritional supplementation and homeopathy as well. All right, we've got Beth Maloney coming up. We've got to talk more medical kidnap. She is, an attorney, yes. And she's got a couple of books, including Childhood Interrupted. She's going to give us some more insight into the medical kidnap stories. And then we'll be back with lots more healing next hour, including political irreverence. Yeah, we got that. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, in our ongoing coverage of all the medical kidnap cases around the country, horrific as they are, we must shine a light there. We focused on a few cases out of perhaps hundreds, maybe thousands, we don't know. And some of them we'll delve deeper into as we get more information. One of the more recent ones, of course, out of Arizona, Leanna Smith. We have been covering in more in depth with articles also through our friends at Epic Times, of course, medicalkidnap.com, Natural News, and our site here, robertscottbell.com. Super Don has been digging.
And we have found someone else that we really need to speak with right now, Super Don. Her name, Beth Allison Maloney. Beth Maloney, she's the author of a book called Childhood Interrupted. She's a lawyer and a writer, obviously, and she's had some dealings at the time up in Boston related to Boston Children's Hospital about the time Justina Pelletier was going through the travails there and the stories we covered. So with that, let's welcome Beth Maloney to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much.
Beth, thank you for being here. You also have the attorney perspective on this, so we can actually talk to you about some of these legal issues coming from a non-attorney perspective, and you can let us into or give us some insight about that. But first and foremost, how did you become involved in the whole issue of maybe the childhood kidnap, the controversies of these hospitals and medical and CPS intertwining and corrupting the relationships?
Well, I have a substantial background in child protection law in Maine, where I had been appointed as guardian ad litem over the course of about 10 years for at least 100 children. So I was very familiar with the child protection side of the law. And then as a result of the first book I wrote, Saving Sammy, I became well known for understanding a medical disorder. And as a result, when certain parents whose children were diagnosed with the disorder found themselves in confrontative situations with hospitals, they would call me for advice and help, and eventually that became representation in those matters.
At what point of your career, not only in law but as a writer, did you find that there may be corruption endemic to the CPS hospital doctor medical relationship? Was it, or was it a one-off that you saw once in a blue moon, or at a certain point? Because we're now seeing a systemic problem across the country in many states.
Well, what I'm not sure of is whether the problem has grown or people are simply at this point willing to talk about it because mm-hmm. it has been talked about. Certainly the first time that I saw this, which was in Boston, and that would have been in early 2012, I myself was quite shocked because my experience had been that hospitals did not recommend that the state look at custody of children, except in really blatant situations such as a child would come into the emergency room with a number of broken bones for which there wasn't a valid explanation.
Right.
Those were the kinds of cases I was familiar with. Frankly, the first family that called me where their child had a diagnosis, the acronym is PANDAS, it's infection-triggered mental disorder, and they told me that the hospital had the state taking custody of the child, I was skeptical about the parenting.
Sure. The first inclination, isn't it, suspicion of the parents in these cases? That's kind of been the assumption because CPS, at least by its initiation or its intent, we thought, was about protecting children from generally or genuinely abusive parents on some level.
Absolutely. And so that was my first reaction. However, the more I began to speak with these parents and become familiar with their situation, I realized that, in fact, they had been the subject of this abusive conduct by the hospital. The second case, I wasn't at all surprised because I had seen it happen once. So the second case that came to my attention, my first instinct was to think I'm not the least bit surprised. Justina Pelletier was the third case that came to my attention, and of course, at that point, I actually pitched that story to the Boston Globe because I was so appalled that within a really relatively short period of time, less than a year, I now knew of three different children who I felt the parents had been blamed for medical issues with their children that, in my opinion, I'm not a doctor, but I have written books about medicine,
mm-hmm.
and I felt they were all valid medical issues and that the parenting was not the problem.
Well, since the time of the Pelletier case, have you been become aware of, as we have in the media, of many other cases now reaching, if not the old media, certainly the new media through internet and such, that have, you know, even me, I follow stories like this over the years, still shocking how horrific the relationship is between sometimes these CPS, and again, not just in Massachusetts, but, you know, we're following in Arizona and in Illinois, the relationship between CPS, maybe judges, hospitals, doctors, et cetera, some kind of protection racket, and also the economic conflicts of interest based on monies, federal monies or other monies coming in based on the immediate claim of possession of the child, for instance, of removing the children from their parents.
I have become aware of other cases, and I know that there have been cases covered on social media. I also was very surprised to see the case that turned up in the New York Times about 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, where a young lady who was about to turn 18 years old was refusing chemotherapy.
Right, Cassandra.
And there we go.
Yeah.
And when I saw that in the New York Times, I thought, well, this is finally coming to where it should be in terms of national notice. But I am sure that there were many people who read that story and thought, well, there must be something going on here more than what we're reading about,
mm-hmm.
or who could disagree with someone having chemotherapy, and the various types of explanations that we really tell ourselves because we really want to believe the best about state agencies. We want to believe the best about hospitals, but the truth of the matter is that they can be very dangerous, and that is what I unfortunately have really come to see in a very sad way.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not done often, although what the limited knowledge I have about the law is that the first thing you challenge in any case is jurisdiction. Has there ever been a case where they successfully challenged the jurisdiction of a CPS taking possession of children?
Well, jurisdiction would be the particular state in which the action was taking place. So whether a child from one state, New York, for example, should be in the custody of Massachusetts.
Well, as we saw, Pelletier from Connecticut being taken in Massachusetts, or in the case of Isaiah Ryder from Missouri being taken in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Well, once the difficulty, you would have to have, in my opinion, you would have to have the home state, the state from the child's home, actually contest that. And I'm not aware that a state has done that yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I have other questions about contracts of adhesion I won't go into right now with you, but I am, again, curious as well. We don't know the origin point when this level of corruption started, or, as you say, that now people are speaking out about it. We're not certain of that, but certainly somewhere along the way, it became not what it was intended to be, you know, protecting children from abusive parents. And now when I hear these cases, I'm more inclined to say there may be corruption on the side of the state than abuse on the side of the parents. And I know we try to look at these things from an objective perspective, but with the patterns of behavior happening from the state agencies, I'm having a hard time maintaining that level of give them the benefit of the doubt first.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think it's important to recognize that the vast majority of cases, I would suspect, are valid cases. And certainly we do want, when a child with multiple broken bones is brought into an emergency room, and perhaps this is the second or third visit the child has been there, we do want the hospitals, of course, to report that kind of conduct. The danger is that whenever any type of a powerful institution is able to operate in relative secrecy, there's always room for abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in these cases, and I don't want to jump ahead in case you were going to cover this later, is that typically gag orders are issued and everyone has to be quiet. And that type of secrecy leads to problems.
Right. Well, when we talked to Steve Isham, who's, you know, an advocate for family and children for many years, he said that was the biggest issue, the transparency issue. Why would there be gag orders? We're not talking state secrets here. In fact, you know, in the reverse scenario, we saw these state agencies sharing, in violation of HIPAA Act and other privacy acts, confidential information about the children with other agencies. And so these gag orders indicate to me that there are plenty of things that they're hiding.
Well, it's a perversion of the intent of the statutes, because what you find in many states are laws passed by the legislature that says that a child protection matter is to remain confidential. Now, that makes sense if you think of it in terms of, take a young child, for example, who is being repeatedly raped by a family member, and it's discovered and the child comes into custody. And so those types of laws were enacted to protect that type of child, because we as a society, of course, would not want that information to be widely disseminated. Mm-hmm. We want that child to be insulated from publicity so that he or she is able to grow up, perhaps in the same community where they've lived, without the greater community knowing what happened.
Right, right.
However, that includes a presumption that the publicity will damage the child. When the conflict is over medical care, I don't believe that there can be a, forget about presumption, a demonstrated reason as to how speaking about the case
would
is
harm
going
the child.
To cause.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, we got to take a break. We're talking with Beth Maloney, BethAllisonMaloney.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. She's the author of Childhood Interrupted and Saving Sammy. We have those linked up as well. We're going to talk further about these medical kidnap cases from her perspective. Got more questions than we have answers, but we're going to keep going after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, continuing now talking with Beth Maloney. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The story we're covering also, that bigger story out of Arizona, Leanna Smith and her children, also relates to issues of medical malpractice. We were told that Phoenix Hospital out there, Beth, has a contract with CPS where money was actually exchanging hands for calling CPS. There was a profitability built into the numbers that they could bring the hospital under state custody and away from the parental custody. And then we learn in the Leanna Smith case, apparently this is a technique that they have used or are using for, let's say, the prevention of the parents for suing them for any form of medical malpractice because they can't do it unless the children are in their custody.
Well, I think there's two pieces. I don't have any information about that contract. I know that sometimes hospitals will have contracts with outside agencies for psychiatric evaluation of children where a particular, whenever a child comes in, it may be a more rural hospital that doesn't have a lot of resources, and therefore if a particular type of assessment is required, they will call that group to come in. But I'm not familiar with the type of arrangement that you were mentioning. As far as medical malpractice claims, I think that the important thing that parents need to know is that you no longer are the parent of a child who is in state custody. The state steps into the role of the parent. So you, as the child's biological parent, have no standing to actually sue anyone over medical malpractice. So when the state takes a child into custody, they are actually offering those doctors, and I don't mean they specifically say this, but the result is the doctors are insulated from malpractice claims because the likelihood that the state is going to sue doctors for medical malpractice when the state has in fact probably approved whatever types of
actions sure.
doctors are taking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not going
to
happen.
No, I mean, this seems to me a very profitable opportunity to do what they've done through congressional legislation on the federal level with the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, where nobody can sue the manufacturers of the vaccines. They have to go through what I perceive to be an unconstitutional vaccine court, but suffice it to say they found a loophole in the law by taking possession of the children, custody away from the parents. Now they can violate, I'm not saying they did it on purpose, but the fact is there are medical malpractice cases that are legitimate malpractice that we want to say, hey, there's got to be some correction here, some justice served. And the easy way to do it is have the state take custody, and now no longer is there an ability of parents to be made whole again in any way.
That's correct. There are various claims that the parents could pursue against the state, which are complicated federal claims, but in terms of addressing the injury caused mm-hmm. by the medicine, that option is eliminated when the child yeah. comes into state care.
Yeah, I think that, you know, making parents aware of this when they think that they're going into a doctor or a hospital setting, as we cover more of these stories where they lose their children, there are many motivations, some of them much more horrific than others. We've indicated that some children lost in the foster care system are being evidently lost into what they call sex slavery, and that's a whole other realm that we're not going to get into today. But there's just some horrific things that are being uncovered through the medical kidnapping cases that we're discussing. Beth Maloney is here. Super Don, we only got a couple of more minutes, or less, in fact. Anything left on the table we want to ask Beth before she has to go?
I've heard about the Sammy, Saving Sammy situation, mm-hmm. and you wrote a book about that. What was the story behind that, and what prompted you to write the book about that?
Well, my son was diagnosed with first obsessive compulsive disorder and then Tourette syndrome. He did not leave my house for 2 years. When we found out that what was actually wrong was a strep infection, mm-hmm. the same type of infection that causes sore throat, and he had been completely misdiagnosed, and what he needed were antibiotics to treat his infection rather than being viewed as a psychiatric case.
Oh, my
our
goodness.
Life
well, this is
so
huge. Beth, stand by. We got to take a break at the end of this hour. I'm going to do some more off the air, and we're going to have some bonus coverage of this and other stories with Beth Maloney. Thank you for being here, Beth. Stick around. Believe it or not, through all these stories, we still believe it's true. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Stottbell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.